9 Pekev Tara, 7th Mishnah. Reitza litol mehem bad echos. He has olives that he didn't finish processing them, and therefore they were not machshe, because he wanted to add on to them. Now he wants to take a certain amount of them and separate them from the rest. Oh, shnei badim, that was a certain twice that amount. That which you, when you're removing this smaller amount from the larger chunk, you can use kalim tameim because it's not moshel kapel tuma. But when you mechape, when you finish taking off what you want to remove, then what remains behind, you have to treat it as if it's nigma malachta, and you have to be, if you want to cover that up, you have to do betayra. Basil says no, since you were planning to add to the remaining amount, just because you took off a certain amount, that does not render that which remains mukhshar kabel tuma. Still, lo nigma malachta, and the liquid that comes out of it is not considered liquid. But if he removes all the aloes from that to process them, then from that point on, according to Basil, they will be mekabel tuma. And Rabbi Yisrael, chayvah kadumah shel matechas moilech beis abad. You could take axes of metal that are tummy, and you could take all the aloes and bring them to beis abad. Till they get to the beis abad, they're still not yet mekabel tuma, even though you're planning to process it, to crush them over there. But he holds that once again, until you actually bring them to beis abad, they're not mekabel tuma. That love is like Rabbi Beis Hillel in between Shita, which that which remains behind is not in Moshe, but once, if you plan to take everything to the, if you take on the process of taking everything to the Beis Abad to be crushed, then everything is mekabel tum.